Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'm glad to be back here at BSOP.
非常高兴回到 BSOP.
No, and as I walked around, I can remember when I was still here.
当我在外面走看学校的时候，我想起了我在这里的时光。
When I came into BSOP in 2002, I was single.
在2002年我来到 BSOP 学习，那个时候我还是单身。
In 2003, in BSOP, I got married.
2003年我在 BSOP 结婚。
In 2004, I had my first son.In BSOP also.
2004年我在 BS, 在飞盛有了第一个儿子。
So I always say I came into BSOP, a single man.
所以我经常说我来的时候，我来 BSOP 的时候是单身。
But when I graduated from BSOP, I had a wife and a son already.
但当我从 BSOP 毕业的时候，我有了一个妻子和一个儿子。
So BSOP, has given me a lot of good,Memories.
所以在 BSOP 有我最美好的时光。
As I sat in the library a while ago, I can just imagine, you know, what I miss in BSOP is the silence. The silence. What I miss in BSOP is the silence.
我很想念，很怀念 BSOP 的一点就是当我到图书馆的时候，那里非常安静。
Because when right now I'm in a church setting and it's always noisy, you know, not like in BSOP, it's so quiet, you can sleep in the library.
在你知道我现在在教堂在教会服侍，教会里是乱糟糟的，总有很多嘈杂的声音，但是 BSOP 是个很安静的地方，在图书馆非常安静，你可以在图书馆睡觉。
Who has not fallen asleep in the library. Who has not?
请问在座的各位，有谁曾经在图书馆睡着过？请举一下手。没有。
Very good.
哎呦。
Today I'm going to talk about Judges 14, and the title is Missing the Point.
今天我和大家分享的信息是在士师记第十四章。Missing the point.
The overarching theme of Judges is that God is sovereign, meaning His will be done.
士师记呢，它所强调的最重要的一个主题就是上帝是掌管一切的，他的旨意必成就。
The story of Judges 14 here in the Bible reminds us that sometimes we can miss.The point of life.
士师记第十四章告诉我们这样一个道理，就是说，在我们的生命中，我们很可能经常会忽视生命中最重要的部分。
Sometimes we think the point of life is about power, pleasure, and fame.
有时候我们想，可能生活的意义和重点是在于享乐人生啊，在于获得权利，还有其他的一些事情。
But actually, it's about honoring God above all.
但其实生命的意义和重点在于要尊敬我们的上帝。
The sovereignty of God is the biblical teaching that all things are under God's rule and control, and that nothing happens without His direction or permission.
上帝拥有绝对的主权，全是圣经的教导。圣经教导我们说，所有的事情都在上帝的手中，都由他掌管着。如果没有他的引导和他的允许，任何事情都是不可能发生的。
The book of Judges shows us that God is to be honored.
那么士师记告诉我们，上帝是要得到尊重。
God does not want us to worship idols.
上帝不想让我们去拜偶像。
So are we missing the point?
所以我们就失去了生命，如果我们拜偶像的话，我们就失去了 我们就错失了生命的重点。
The last verse of the book of Judges sums it up, and it says, "Everyone did as he saw fit."
士师记最后一节经文记载，这样总结士师记整本书卷，说到每个人都任意而行。
God expects better things from us today.
今天上帝其实要给我们更多更好的东西。
But sometimes, even as Christians, instead of submitting to Him, we do our own things, our own way.
但是我们今天的基督徒，今天的人，甚至很多基督徒，都是按照己意行事，不顺从上帝。
Here in the people in Judges, no, they chose to live like their neighbors who worship idols through sex orgies and child sacrifice.
士师记中记载到，当时的以色列人，他们学习他们周围的外邦人去拜偶像，通过一些淫乱还有祭祀孩童的那种方式去拜偶像。
But you know, God still loved them. Though they forgot Him, God did not forget them.
但是我们知道，上帝依然爱他们。虽然他们把上帝忘了，但是神却没有忘记他们。
Though we forget Him, God does not forget us.
当我们忘记神的时候，他并不忘记我们。
So the real hero in the book of Judges is not Samson, but it is God.
所以呢，士师记中真正的主要人物和英雄并不是参孙，而是上帝。
Samson missed the point of God's purpose.
参孙呢，他忽略掉了，他丢掉了神旨意的那个重点。
How did Samson miss the point?
参孙是怎么失掉这个重点和意义的呢？
Samson honored no one but himself.
参孙只尊敬他自己。
Can you read from Judges 14, verse 3 to 4?
Verse 3 to 4.
Yes, in Chinese.
Okay.
The English, you just read. The Chinese, you read.
他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子？何至你去在未受割礼的腓力士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父母说，愿你给我娶那女子，因我喜悦她。他父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击腓力士人，那时腓力士人辖制以色列人。
Samson lived with his own rules.
参孙是根据他自己的原则而活。
He lived the way he saw fit.
他凭己意行事。
Samson even broke his Nazarite vow.
参孙甚至违背了他作为拿细尔人的誓言。
A Nazarite is one who is set apart to God from birth.
拿细尔人就是在一出生就归上帝所有。
How did Samson break his Nazarite vow?
参孙是怎么违反了他作为拿细尔人的誓言的呢？
In Judges 13 verse 4, it says,
士师记十三章第四节说，所以你当谨慎。
No more, it's all right. You're all, okay? He broke his Nazarite vow when he killed a lion and he did not, a part of his vow is he can't go near a dead body.
其中他违反的一项誓言就是他杀死了一头狮子。
He broke that vow.
他违背了那个誓言，就是说拿细尔人是不许接近死尸的。
And the consequence of this was Samson had to undergo an 8-day ritual.
如果他想赎这个罪的话，那么他必须得进行一个八天的一个仪式，清洁仪式。
He had to shave his head, offer a sin offering and a burnt offering.
他必须得剃头，然后去献赎罪祭和燔祭。
He had to rededicate himself for the period of the Nazarite vow.
他通过做这些呢，他重新回到这个拿细尔人誓言当中。
But he didn't want to do it.
但是他不想这么做。
To put it simply, God and His law are not important to Samson.
简单的说，就是说参孙并不认为上帝的旨意对他是最重要的。
Only what is right in his own eyes, that is what was important. for
对于他所重要的就是他眼中所认为正确的事情才是最重要的。
Samson also drank wine.
参孙还喝酒。
Part of his vow is he can't drink wine.
其中一项誓言就是你不可喝酒。
He also ate honey that he took from the lion's dead body.
他还吃从那个死了的狮子体内拿出来的那个蜂蜜。
The point of our lives is to honor him by submitting to God alone.
我们生活的意义和重点在于我们要尊重神，然后听从他。
So this morning I want us to reflect on our own life.
所以今天早上我想大家要思想一下我们的生活。
Is God and His law important to us today?
上帝是对在我们的生活中是最重要的吗？
Or do we only want to satisfy our own cravings or appetite?
还是我们活着的生活的目的和意义是在于满足我们自己的欲望和需求呢？
To submit to God, we must have a change in perspective.
要顺服上帝的话，我们必须要改变我们的人生观。
There was a man who went into a bar one day.
有一个人有一天他就去酒吧。
He ordered three shots every day, three shots, three glasses every day.
他每一天呢去酒吧都点三杯酒。
He would come in and order three shots and drink it one by one.
他进到酒吧里面点三杯酒，然后一杯接一杯的喝。
One day the bartender was curious, so the bartender asked him, "Why do you?" Order three shots and drink them one by one.
有一天，这酒吧这个服务员就感到很好奇，就问他：“你为什么每一天都点三杯酒，然后一杯接一杯的喝完它，每天都这样呢？”
This man said, "Well, three shots. It is the symbol of my two brothers and I bonding together every day."
这三杯酒呢，就代表我和我的两个弟兄，证明我每次喝酒的时候喝三杯。这个酒把我们联系在一起。
We made a vow that we will remember each other every day by drinking for one another.
我和我的兄弟有一个誓言，就是说每天喝三杯酒，然后在我们喝酒的时候，我们彼此纪念对方。
After a few days, the man ordered only two shots.
几天之后呢，这个人呢来到酒吧只点两杯酒。
So the bartender said,Is there something wrong? Did somebody die? How come you only ordered two shots?
然后这个酒吧服务员就问他，是不是有出了什么不好的事情呀？有什么人过世了？你为什么只点两杯酒呢？
The young man said, No, I still have two brothers.
这个年轻人就说，没有任何人去世，我还有两个弟兄。
You see, I just went into seminary in BSOP.
他和这个服务员说，我最近去了飞圣。
And I promise, Reverend Gokyo that I would not drink anymore.
我许诺，我向吴牧师许诺说，我以后不再喝酒了。
This young man missed the point.
这个年轻人呢，就忽略了重点。
When we honor God, we must submit 100% to Him.
当我们尊崇上帝的时候，我们就是百分之百的顺服他，听他的话。
Samson had no respect for his parents.
参孙呢也不尊重他的父母。
He missed the point.
他忽略了这一个重点。
In verse 3 it says, His father and mother replied, Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people?Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me. She's the right one for me.
第三节，他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，何至你去在未受割礼的腓力士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，因我喜悦她。
Samson had no respect for his parents.
参孙并不敬重他的父母。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done.
当圣灵大大的感动参孙的时候，他将狮子撕裂，就像撕山羊羔一般，但是他也没有把这件事告诉他父母。
In verse 9, when he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they ate it too. He gave them some honey, and they ate it too. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass.
当他把那个蜂蜜，就是从死狮之内取出的蜂蜜，给他父母吃的时候，他也没告诉说这个蜜是从死狮之内取出来的。
God clearly wants us to honor our parents.
上帝要我们敬重尊敬我们的父母。
In Deuteronomy 5:16, it says, "Honor your father and mother."
在申命记第五章中第六节说，要孝敬父母。
You know, when I was studying here in BSOP, my dad got sick.
当我在 BSOP 学习的时候，我的父亲病了。
And I could not accept the fact that at such a young age.I would have to take care of my dad.
我接受不了的一个事实就是说，我还这么年轻，然后我就得照顾我的父亲了。
But through the years, I have learned to love and take care of my dad, and he lives with me.
但是就在那两年，他和我一同居住，我来照顾他的时候，我就学会了如何爱父母、尊重父母、照顾他们。
Samson did not honor God when he disregarded the plea of his parents.And when he lied to them by giving them honey to eat that came from the dead lion.
当参孙无视他父母的请求和警告，而且从死尸中取蜜给他父母吃的时候，而且还不告诉他父母，他就说明他不敬重父母，他也不尊重神。
So I want to ask all of us, how do we treat our parents today?
所以我想问在座的各位，你怎样对待你的父母呢？
Do we give them the proper respect that they deserve?
我们是否给他们应有的尊重了？
Do we listen when they speak?
当他们说话的时候，我们是不是在认真的聆听呢？
Do we talk back with a loud voice?
我们是不是很大声的去回应他们？
So some to-dos in respecting our parents.
所以我们呢，尊重父母，我们要用行为来表示尊重。
Talk to them, make them feel loved, especially when they are getting old.
和他们谈心说话，而且特别是在他们慢慢变老的时候，要表示你是爱他们的。
Eat out with them. That's my favorite. Eat out with them.
和他们一起出去吃饭。
Listen to them.
聆听他们。
Even if you have heard the story 100 times,
其实你那个故事听了一百遍了，也要听他们讲。
Listen, just act like you don't know the story.
假装你好像从没听过一样。
Love them.
爱他们。
Tell them that you love them.
并且要告诉他们你爱他们。
So to the parents here today,Don't please your son.
现在的父母，我要告诉你们，父母们，你们不要讨好你们的孩子。
I've learned that our job as parents is not to please our sons or daughters.
父母的工作并不是讨好自己的儿女，或者是迁就他们。
Because when I was a first-time father, I tried to please my son.
当我刚开始做父亲的时候，我很想讨我儿子的喜欢。
But later on, when I had my second and third sons, I learned that it's not about pleasing them.
但是当我有第二个儿子、第三个儿子的时候，我发现
our responsibility is to teach them, discipline them, and mold them.
我们做父母的义务就是说要教导他们、管教他们，而且要陶造他们、磨练他们。
To the young ones, no?
对年轻人来说
Don't hate your parents.
不要恨你的父母。
But learn to honor them even when they get old.
要学习去如何尊重他们、爱他们，即使他们年老了也要如此。
Learn to respect and love them.
学习尊重他们，爱他们。
For that is what it means to honor God.
这也是尊重上帝的方式。
Samson had an idol in his life.
参孙在他的生活中是有一个偶像的。
And that was a lust for women.
那就是对女人的欲望。
In verse 2, no? In verse 3 and verse 7. In verse 7 it says, Then when he went down and talked with the woman, and he liked her.
第二节，第十四章第一节、第二节都是说，他去亭拿看到一个女人，就喜欢上了她。
When Samson saw the Philistine woman, he wanted her. Period.
当参孙看到那个腓力士女人的时候，他就想得到她，就是这样，很简单。
Samson had a lust for women.
参孙对女人是有欲望的。
He honored his love for women before honoring God.
他重视自己对女人的那种爱，过于重视对神的爱。
Because of this idol in his life, he compromised a lot of things.
正因为在他的生命中有这样一个偶像，所以在面对很多事情的时候，他都做出了妥协。
So this is a warning to all of us servants in the ministry.
这也是对于我们服侍神的这些仆人一个警告。
Maybe for some of us it is lust for women.
也许其中有一些弟兄们对女人有欲望。
Maybe for some would be pornography or gambling.
有一些人呢可能就是有赌博的习惯什么的。
So let us be very careful because we are always, you know, we can be tempted even though we are studying in a seminary already.
所以我们一定要小心，即使我们是在神学院学习，也会有被试探的那种可能性。
Samson's riddle was answered. What is sweeter than honey?
什么比蜜更甜呢？
What is stronger than a lion?
有什么比狮子还强吗？
The answer is woman.
答案是什么呢？是女人。
A woman, the girl, no?
Yeah, 女子。
The downfall of Samson is not a bigger opponent, but it is a girl.
参孙之所以堕落失败的原因，并不是说他有很强大的那敌人，而是因为女子。
So to the boys, be careful of them.
所以弟兄们，你们一定要小心哦，小心这一点。
And I think also for the girls, be careful of them.
对于姊妹来说，也要小心这一点。
I remember a story about a couple. The wife said to her husband.
有这样一位夫妻，这个妻子对丈夫说
：“How come you always read the newspaper in the morning and hold to it so tightly？”
你为什么每一天早上都拿着报纸使劲看，而且拿得那么紧？
I wish that I was that newspaper that you would hold me and give me your undivided attention every morning.
我真希望我就是那个报纸，这样你就可以把我抓得紧紧的，然后只看我。
The husband said, "Yes, you are right. But you know, every morning I get a new edition of the newspaper."
她丈夫就回答说，你是对的，你说的对，但是你要注意。每一天早上的报纸都是新的，都不一样，我都换的。
My friends, if you are married, you have no right to look at other women.
我的朋友们，如果你已婚，那你再没有权利去看其他的女子或者男子了。
So the question this morning is, what idol is occupying your life right now?
我问大家这样一个问题。在今天你的生活中，什么是你心中的偶像呢？
What is stopping you from submitting your life 100% to God?
什么事情阻止你百分之百的去听从上帝呢？
So how do we honor God?
所以怎么来尊重上帝呢？
A godly perspective is to look at life through God's eyes.
圣洁的人生观就是用通过上帝的眼光来看待生命。
The godly perspective versus the human perspective.
但是神的眼光和人的眼光是不一样的。
We honor God versus we honor ourselves.
所以我们是用我们是要上帝的这个人生观，圣洁的人生观，还是我们自己的？
We submit to God or we submit to no one.
我们是尊重神呢，还是尊重我们自己？我们是听从神的，还是听从我们自己，而不听别人的？
We obey our parents or we disobey our parents.
我们顺服我们的父母，还是不顺服他们？
By worshiping God alone or by worshiping money and material things.
是要敬拜，单单敬拜神呢，还是敬拜金钱和其他物质的东西？
It must be very clear for all of us, or else we will be missing the point of life.
所以我们一定要 弄明白很清楚，一定不要失去生命的意义和重点。
To honor God, it demands 100% commitment.
敬畏上帝就要百分之百的听从他。
No compromise.
没有任何的商量的余地。
Every Sunday is for God. We should come with a right attitude that we are here to give and not to get.
每一个礼拜日都要完全给神。我们到教会的时候要有一个正确的心态，我们是去给予而不是去获取。
No compromise, honor your father and mother.
没有商量的余地，你一定要尊重你的父母。
No compromise, one wife or one girlfriend or boyfriend only.
也没有商量的余地，你一定要只有一个妻子或者一个女朋友或者一个男朋友。
Samson was a man who was clearly chosen by God, but he missed the point.
参孙呢，是很明显他是上帝所拣选的人，但是他却失掉了这个重点。
He missed the point because he honored himself, he had no respect for authority, and his lust for women became his idol in his life.
他失掉这个意义是因为他尊重自己，而不尊重神，而且他有一个偶像，就是他对女人的欲望。
Once there was a wealthy lady who died and went into heaven.
有这样一个故事，就是一位女士，她已经死了，然后到天堂。
And she was trying to find her house at the heavens.
她呢就在寻找她在天堂上的那个住所。
And she was being toured around by an angel.
一个天使呢，就带领他在天堂上逛。
The angel's name is Nico. You're still here, no? But you know, there's another angel called Nico.
这个天使的名字叫 Nico.
As they approach a beautiful house, the wealthy young lady asked Nico, "Is that my house?"
当他们走进一所很漂亮的房子的时候，这女士就问 Nico 说，这是我的房子吗？
Ah, no, that belongs to your driver.
Nico 回答她说，不是，这是你的司机的房子。
So the wealthy old lady was thinking, oh, if my driver can have this beautiful house, my house must be fantastic.
这个很富有的女士就说，我的司机的房子都这么漂亮，我的一定更不错。
So they went down a little further and she saw a great mansion.
所以他们就继续往前走，看见一个很宏伟的大厦。
Is that my house, brother Angel Nico?
天使兄弟 Nico, 这个房子是不是我的呀？
Ah, no, that belongs to your housemaid, your helper.
这房子也不是你的，是你的女仆的。
As they turned the corner,
当他们走到一个角落的时候，
they saw a wooden house that was about to fall apart.
他们看到一所小木屋，几乎都要倒了。
And Nico said, "Mom, that is your house."
Nico 就和这位女士说， Ma'am, 这女士，这就是你的房子。
And the old lady.
这位女士。
Was so sad, and she could not understand why.
这位女士非常难过，她也不知道为什么会是这样子。
The Nico said, "With what you sent from the earth, the materials that you sent to heaven, this is what we could only build out of it." The wooden house that was about to fall apart.
这所快要倒塌破碎的这个木房子，就是你从地上送到天上的材料造成的。
Have we been missing the point of life?
我们是不是经常忽视或者是丢掉了生活的意义和重点呢？
Actually, the more we give, we do not lose.
其实我们给予的越多，我们并不会失去什么。
The more we help, we do not lose.
我们给予别人更多的帮助，我们也不会丢掉什么。
The more we give our time to God, the more we learn to forgive, the more we share Jesus, we do not lose anything.
我们更多的去帮助别人，更多的花时间给神，更多的去做，更多的去和别人分享耶稣基督，我们不会丢掉什么。
But actually,We are investing in heaven.
事实是我们在积蓄天上的财宝。
I know a lot of us, we come to seminary to study.
我知道我们都到这边神学院来学习。
But though how bright we may become intellectually,
但是不要只是将重点放在怎么变得头脑上更聪明、更有知识上面。
If we do not grow deep in our walk with God,
如果我们不深深地和神交往，不在我们生命深处成长的话，
Then we would have missed the point of serving God.
我们就失去了服侍神的意义和重点。
Remember to grow deep in God.
记得要深深地扎根在上帝里面。
Build it so strong that whatever Habakkuk comes.
要在耶稣基督里面建造。
We will not fall.
建造在耶稣里面的那个根基是扎实的，不会倒塌的。
Have we been missing the point of life today?
我们是不是失去了今天生活中的意义和重点呢？
What is occupying your heart?
在你心里面现在什么东西占据了主要的位置呢？
Is it God?
是什么？
Or is it your papers?
或者是你的作业？
Your readings?
你的阅读作业？
We should honor God with our life by having a godly perspective and submitting to Him 100%.
我们要通过我们要通过拥有一个圣洁的人生观，然后百分之百的顺服上帝，听从他，来尊重我们的神。
May God bless all of you, and I hope to see you all in the ministry.
祝福大家，希望在服事中能见到你们。